You're listening to the Positive Finpack Podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
The Positive Finpack Podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. Change is inevitable. Progress is not. You make the difference. To learn more, visit artofchange.com. So it's been a couple of weeks since our last episode. We're now on this bi-weekly cadence.
Yes, which I like. I like routine. It helps me.
Yeah, I like it too. And this, you know, I think having lofty goals of getting out a single episode per week for our listeners is a really good goal. But realistically, we have lives and other projects. And
yeah,
so here we are. We are 2 weeks away from our next episode.
There you go.
2 weeks past our last episode.
I like the bi-weekly.
Here we are in bi-weekly. So you have some updates to give our listeners. And the first one is prior to the new year, you were going to start the Brazilian diet. So, and we haven't had any updates. So how has that been going?
That has not gone.
So far, it's not gone. Roger that.
It
has
not gone. I don't know why it hasn't gone. It just is not gone. I've actually been working on my goals and my resolutions. It just hasn't been that one yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But you will be pleased to know that all day today, I have combed through and just updated my grocery cart, and including batteries for my scale. Yay.
Yeah.
And which I looked at it, and the reason it's not weighing me is the batteries are at 4%. So it does not apparently weigh at 4%. Then I will probably start it. I'll probably meal prep next weekend. And probably start it a week from today. And I found a recipe for vegetable soup that does not include tomatoes.
Oh, how special.
Yeah.
What is it, like a carrot and celery base?
I guess. It's pretty much like a whatever you have left over based. And you start with a little olive oil and onions, and then you just kind of put some stuff in. So what I'm going to do is basically, because, you know, it's not like I like one day, one meal in the whole week calls for 2 boiled carrots. Well, it's really hard to buy 2 carrots. So, you know, you have to buy a package of carrots. So those are the kind of things, and, you know, a package of mushrooms and all that stuff. So I'm going to have a lot of leftover vegetables. So that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to measure everything out. And then whatever's left over is going in the stew.
Well, so you have not started the Brazilian diet.
No.
Okay, so there's no updates on how it's going because it's not going. But you have got the stuff in your shopping cart, meaning when the groceries get delivered, the stuff to start the Brazilian diet arrives. So, and you're only going to do it for 1 week. Is that right?
Correct.
So what's your official start day?
The 20th. January. Yes.
Okay. So in another week. But by the time we have our next episode, you'll have done the Brazilian diet.
Basically, I'll be on the last day.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to getting that update. Yes. What other updates do you have on your health and food stuff? How's the month of eating been going? Is it over, or are you still on holiday quantities?
Well, I'm not on holiday quantities. I've been on holiday, but not really. I'm more back to just Yeah, I haven't been just shoving everything in my face that I can.
Well,
So,
that's good.
yeah. You know, I'm still eating the fast food, but not near as much of it as I was.
And how are you feeling? We're in the new year now. It's 2020. How are, like, I know that December was emotionally kind of a tough month for you. So what's January like so far?
So far, it's also been emotionally tough, but I'm really hopeful. There's this underlying hopefulness, and there's this just need to get stuff done and get my life in order. And I have been taking baby steps to do it. There's a quote by Confucius. I think I sent it to you. And it has been ruling my life this week. And it says, Confucius said, "It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop." So that's what I keep trying to tell myself.
That's good. Don't stop. As long as you're...
Yeah, I'm making progress every day. It's just sometimes teensy progress.
It's like that movie, What About Bob?
You know, I only saw that once and I don't really remember it.
It's really funny. But there's this whole thing about baby steps. Baby steps to the elevator. Baby steps get in the elevator. Baby steps push the button. Yeah. It's all baby steps.
Well, I'm doing a lot of baby steps.
Right on.
So, but I did go to my first TOPS meeting.
Well, I want to get to that, but I know you also had New Year's resolutions.
I did.
Let's talk about your New Year's resolutions. Okay. So your New Year's resolutions involved getting outside.
Yes.
Spending time with Ladybug, making the most of that. That's your,
yes,
your lovely pup. And there was my favorite resolution so far was being a better advocate for yourself. You were going to like prioritize you as a human being that deserves good treatment in this world. I'm using my words, not yes, your words, but still, I really like that one. So how have the resolutions been going? Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So New Year's Day, because you know, I'm like all superstitious about what you do on New Year's Day is what you're going to do the rest of the year. So New Year's Day, I took 2 walks with my dog.
Nice.
Yes. And we spent most of the day outside. And I talked to neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was one of the things too, is, you know, to not isolate as much.
Yeah.
And I took a big old honking nap, which I really didn't want to do, but I figure that's kind of a self-care thing. I needed it. And I was very, very sleepy. And so, yeah. And it was, you know, a day off, so it was okay. And, anyway, I felt pretty good about it. And I also, my car is completely out of hand. And so I kind of sort of cleaned it that some. I picked up around my apartment. I feel like if the year continues like New Year's Day, then it's going to be a pretty good year.
I love hearing that. That's awesome. Yes. I know that you started doing something that wasn't a New Year's resolution, but that I'm really excited about continuing into the year.
What's that?
You started posting on Instagram.
Oh, I posted one thing on Instagram. Yes, I'm going to continue to post on Instagram. And I'm going to post.
What's our Instagram handle?
Oh, it's @PositiveThinPact. Which is pretty easy to remember.
Super easy to remember.
Like if you know the name of the podcast you're listening to right now, it's that.
Yeah, I'm excited because I feel like if we're doing these episodes every 2 weeks, there's a lot of stuff that happens in that time.
Yes.
And the more you can post on Instagram stuff that's happening in your daily life or things you are looking at with your actual eyeballs that get processed through your actual brain. Like, I think that stuff will be really interesting for our listeners. Like, you know, like whatever it is, # Brazilian diet sucks, # Whataburger rules, or # Whataburger no more, # apple juice for breakfast.
See, and mostly this week, I have to say I've been # blessed.
aren't we all?
Yes, that's how I feel. # blessed.
Well, I'm super excited because right now our listener base, you know, is growing, but also The listeners that we do have really care about you. They actually give a hoot. Keeping this family friendly. But yeah, they they do. They give a hoot. I think they'll be interested in checking out the Instagram. I got a message from a friend who's a listener. Can I share this with you?
Sure.
So a friend of mine was like, first of all, they were like, I just listened to the podcast and I have thoughts. And that was in all caps. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought too. And I said, which episode, the holiday episode or the New Year's episode? And they went, both, also in all caps.
Double uh-oh.
I know, right? And then this is the message. This listener said, Aiden, I think you are 1,000% right that Marjorie really needs to love herself before she can successfully lose any weight. Her thing seems like a cycle of self-punishment. Ouch. Also, I don't believe that scale is out of batteries. Maybe a weight loss therapist?
Okay.
What's your reaction to that?
So my reaction to that, first of all, I 100% agree with that listener, except I have been spinning out since I heard that about the whole scale with the batteries thing, because it questions my integrity.
Right.
And I will say all day long, yes, I punish myself. Yes, I lie to myself, but I have integrity and I don't lie. And one of the reasons we're even doing this podcast is because I'm trying to force myself to accept my truth, because I don't lie to other people. This is part of my whole cycle of being accountable to others much more than I'm ever accountable to myself. So if you would like, listener, I have a picture of my scale that has the blank screen, as well as a screenshot of my phone connecting to the scale that says the battery is at 4%. Be happy to post that.
You should absolutely post that to Instagram without question. That should absolutely get posted to Instagram. Hashtag not a liar.
So like I say, and I know that sounds, I don't know, like that is the only teensy piece that I had a negative reaction to, because the rest of it, yeah, you're right. And that's why I'm doing this. And, you know, I have to be honest, over the years, I would say maybe the last 15 years or so, as bariatric surgery became popular, mm-hmm. I have had an endocrinologist refer me to a bariatric surgeon. I have had my orthopedist just repeatedly tell me, you need to go, you need to have this surgery, you need to lose weight, and you need to do it quickly. And I haven't done it. And I haven't even met with a bariatric surgeon. I've got a small collection of cards that, you know, I've been given over the years. And the reason why is because I know that that's not going to work if I don't have my head on straight.
Yeah.
And I need to get my head on straight. And if I have my head on straight, I don't need surgery.
Now, you, like, speaking of weight loss therapists, you have a therapist. You've been going to a therapist for ages, the same therapist.
Yes.
I mean, I have an opinion about whether or not your therapist is helpful around this particular issue. What are your feelings? That was a really diplomatic way to say that.
That wasn't very diplomatic.
I have an opinion. I'll let you know what it is later. I think I probably said it to you before. But.
Well, I know. Okay. So I've seen the same therapist since 2001. And I have to say that, yeah, I can see why. How do I want to say? It's easy. It's one of those things. It's like, it's easy to criticize from the outside. Totally. Without walking a mile in that person's shoes. So I am 100% positive that this therapist is the absolute right therapist for me. One of the reasons is that she does let me go at my own pace. It is thanks to her that I even have thought about things that have happened and how they may have affected my weight. Mm. It is thanks to her that I went back to school and got my degree.
Oh, that's pretty great to hear, actually. Yeah.
Seriously, she was, you know, that was something that she'd been working on with me for a while, where she was like, why don't you go back to school? And I mean, and I would just let it go. I'm not somebody that is motivated by harshness, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or that's not my thing. And she recognizes that, and she's the one that's really allowed me to think about my weight in different ways. For instance, you know, I don't know. I think I may have said it before, but food was always an issue with me, and it was always like this point of contention because I was a picky eater. And when I was a kid, and like, for instance, at breakfast, my dad would make me eat my scrambled eggs. I mean, they still laugh about the fact that I was at the breakfast table like 3 hours after everybody else because he wouldn't let me leave until I finished my eggs. You know, there was a pile of cheese on them. I hated eggs. And I don't know why he was, you know, it was a thing. For years, I thought about this thing as this is my failing. And it wasn't until my therapist was like, why was he so controlling about that? What do you think that was about?
Yeah. Interesting.
That I was just like, wait, why was he controlling about that? That's bizarre. So
fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. So she's actually kind of helped me see this. And she's, like I say, the one that really consistently says that my weight is my shield. Mm. And I think she's right. But she probably wants to work on it more than I let her, and I block her. I'm pretty effective at blocking her.
That checks out. I buy that. Sometimes when I try and have the like deep conversation with you, you're pretty good at swerving in one way or another to a different topic pretty quick. That being said, I do think that the idea of having some specialized network of support is probably a great idea. A specialist around this topic, because as we have disclaimed hopefully enough times to really sink in for folks, I am not qualified, you know. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a dietitian or a nutritionist or a trainer. I'm just a girl in the world, you know. Like, I'm an improviser.
You're just a really good friend.
I'm a curious person. And yes, I work in the world of communication skills, so that's where getting chatty about it is a thing I can do. But like, I'm not. I think probably there have been episodes where people listening were screaming at the radio, Aiden, you're enabling, you know. That seems totally reasonable. I probably am. But I love the idea of you having like for this journey, having a support network of somebody knowledgeable or experienced or whatever. So I was really excited when you told me you were going to join an organization, and you picked TOPS, which sounds exciting. It's like, where are you headed? Straight to TOPS.
It is. Yeah, it is pretty exciting. And TOPS stands for Take Off Pounds Sensibly.
Well, that sounds like a very sensible organization to join. I'm excited to talk about it. Which seems
pretty off-brand for what we're trying to do here.
It does. But it's also like, I can't help but think if we're going to do this oddball wackadoodle idea where you're going to just do something like the Brazilian diet and then follow it with, you know, SlimFast or I don't know, whatever,
right.
You know, like it seems like having a sensible, experienced, knowledgeable group of people on the flip side of that to also help give you perspective is a smart, healthy choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just a support group of people that have been dieting most of their lives, like me, from the ones that I met. I met 8 people that were in it, and I was the youngest, by a good 20, 30 years.
Oh, doesn't that feel good? Oh, that's got to feel good. Well,
it kind of did. In fact, there was one lady that's been a member since 1962, and she was so sweet. And they were just, it was like this grandma weight loss cult. But like in the most awesome way. And yeah, and they were just like super encouraging. They even talked about times that they beat themselves up. And I just really identified with them.
I love that. That sounds emotional for you.
Yeah. Tops, to me, it's kind of like, it's almost like if Weight Watchers in OA had a baby with a sorority. Or a fraternal organization, because I mean, because they started talking about like there's a convention with, you know, so-and-so was king and so-and-so was queen. And I mean, like there's this whole thing and they say a blurb like OA does. I don't know the blurb. And I was told that they'd get me a card with it. But it was really like, you know, I'm not going to eat emotionally. I'm going to be thoughtful in my food. It was that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like a ripoff of AA, like, you know, OA tends to be. And so, because I know I used to years ago, I went to a few of those meetings and I don't know, it just felt like a lot of the stuff didn't apply because yeah. It wasn't specialized to weight loss. And I mean, it was addiction, but, you know, it wasn't the whole, we have a myriad of things. And sure. Yeah. And like I say, it's because it was adapted from AA. But anyway, this one just, I don't know. It just seems kind of cool. There's a magazine. They have online meetings. It's not very expensive.
But wait, do you plan?
Like a year?
How much is it?
$32 a year.
That's less expensive than the monthly cost of being a member for WW.
So
that is if you want to go to the meetings.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, do this thing with money where like you have a quarter and I don't know, whoever loses the most weight every week, like everybody puts in a quarter. If they don't, I don't really understand the money thing yet. They didn't do it because it was the New Year meeting. Mm. But I think people get like a pot and they talk about there's like some sort of financial incentive, but they're a nonprofit. So that's why it doesn't cost very much. I don't know. Like I say, it's, there's a lot to it that I haven't really dug into yet. I feel like I'm kind of out of my depth.
I'm excited about it though. Yeah. So there are online meetings and there are in-person meetings. I'm going to guess that those online meetings are a pretty big temptation to you, but do you plan on, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I don't think I could ask this in any more of a leading way. Are you planning on going to the in-person meetings?
Yeah. So I went to this in-person meeting. There's two others that fit in my schedule and I want to try all of them first.
That's smart.
I want to go to each one to see, you know, as far as like kind of how crazy tired am I when I get home, because this is an after work thing. And how, you know, how do I mesh with the people in the meeting? And anyway, so I went to that one. So anyway, the thing I was telling you that was that the only snafu was that they list the top weight of the scale, they were off by 100 pounds.
What does that mean?
That means that I was too fat for the scale that they had.
Ow. Yikes.
Which.
That had to feel bad.
It did. And it was right before before the meeting actually started. Cause you check in and weigh. And I really so badly just wanted to go back to my car and cry. And
yeah,
not go through with being there.
Oh, Marjorie.
So.
Ouch. That sucks. But you stayed.
I stayed. And like I say, everybody was so nice and lovely. And just because it was the first meeting, and I think more because, you know, I was a new person. I got the idea they don't get new blood very often.
That's probably true. I had never heard of them until you said that you were doing this.
Yeah. Anyway, they all went around and kind of told their story. And even though, you know, like I say, it was like the best grandma weight loss cult I've ever been to, you know, our stories were very similar. I mean, keep in mind, you know, our whole body acceptance that's happening now. I mean, like these went around when, you know, it was just, you were straight up ostracized. So, you know, it was nice to be around people that kind of understood.
That's amazing. That part sounds really good to me. Are there people there who have been successful? Like this woman from 1960, who's been a member since 1962, did she talk about her start, where she started and where she is now?
Kind of. They have this other thing. There's tops and then there's cops, which is...
And then there's mops and there's bops.
And so you have like this amount of weight that you lose, like, and you said it, I think, I don't know if it's, I really have to research. I'm not 100% sure if it's something that you completely said. I don't think like I could go in there and say, I want to lose 10 pounds and then be in the cops, I think, you know, but cops stands for keeping off pounds sensibly.
Oh, it's with a K. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's with a K. And so yeah, apparently
it'd be funnier if it was weight loss law enforcement,
right? Well,
hold it right there, ma'am. I'm gonna have to ask you to put the ho-ho down.
I kind of got the idea that the people that are in cops, like, I don't know, there's certain hoops they have to jump through or something to remain in cops, but it's like a big deal. And I kind of get the idea that they're supposed to be like the leading by example people.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of like the lifetime members in WW.
Right. Right.
And then the leaders in WW, they have the number of pounds they shed. They have that on their name tag.
Wow.
So
talk about, you're not a name, you're a number.
Well, like the meeting that I go to, the leader there lost like 185 pounds or something like that. That's on her name tag. I think it's for her, it's like a real badge of honor.
Yeah.
Most At least that's how she women, talks about it.
Most of these women had been members of TOPS. I mean, like at least since the 80s. Like,
amazing.
Most of them were like most of my life. So.
You know, I'm the youngest person at my WW meeting.
By that much?
My favorite, no, I don't know if it's that much, but my favorite member is 82 years old. Okay. We've been writing to each other while I've been away. She sends me cards and I write back. She's the feistiest, most hilarious person. And she's constantly saying snide, undercutty things. Someone will be like, and then instead of eating the chips, I put them in the garbage disposal or something like that. And then she'll go, well, you could have just given them to me. I'll eat the chips.
That's awesome.
I mean, because the whole point of WW is you're supposed to be able to eat anything you want, just smaller portions.
Right.
Or you know, like, I think it's similar to in TOPS. I was reading about they have trades, like you can trade carbs.
Yeah, like Deal a Meal.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God, Deal a Meal. Wow. Oh my God.
I always wanted one of those. I would
put on your list. We could probably find one on eBay.
I was always like, man, if I only had a Deal a Meal. Apparently, there are actually cards in TOPS. But there's also an app. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, there's virtual cards.
Have you been using the app since the meeting?
Yeah. Not yet.
Have you downloaded the app?
I did do that, and it cost $3, and I paid for it.
So you are financially, you are in, because you paid for the year, and you downloaded the app. A grand total of $35, if I'm doing my math right.
Correct. And I believe that once I pick a meeting and join like a chapter, I think I'm going to have to start bringing quarters to it or something. I think you have to have a quarter. There's something to do with the quarter. I don't know. I know somebody got out their quarters and then they were told to put them up because it was the first meeting of the year. And we don't do that the first meeting. So they were very cute. Oh, and then they handed me all their little calling cards when we were leaving.
They have cards. Oh,
they have these little business cards. Yeah. With like their name and phone numbers. And they were just like, you call me if you need somebody to talk you down or something. They were so nice.
That is so sweet.
They were very sweet.
I love that. Well, I hope that one of these meetings turns out to be a really great fit for you. You know, sometimes it takes more than one meeting to figure out if you're going to gel.
Yeah, the skill thing really kind of, that was hard.
I mean, that's because that'd be a big goal to try and just to register on their scale. That's like a daunting goal.
It's not, I'm not that far off. I mean, honestly, if I took a water pill, like for the week going up to it, I would be able to weigh. I'm not, cause I went to the doctor the next day. This is the reason I know this. I went to the doctor the next day and I weighed at the doctor. And so
the doctor's office, their scale was not out of batteries.
No, it was not out of battery. It was not at 4%.
I could not resist. Yeah. You better post that picture on Insta. I swear to God, you don't. I'll be so mad.
But yeah.
So So you went and you weighed. So you actually know where you are in terms in relationship to your overall goal.
I do. And I think I put an extra 10 pounds on basically from where I started. 10 to 15 from where I began this journey. So that's not great, but like I say, it's, you know, for me at my size, that's kind of water weight.
That's fair. That's not the end of the world either. That's not like 50 would have been a bunch.
No. It's not. Yeah. No.
So on the 20th, you start the Brazilian diet.
Yes.
So when's your next TOPS meeting? Because if it's going to be a different meeting, it won't be Tuesday.
No, I think it'll be Thursday. Either Monday or Thursday, but no, I think something's going on Monday. So yeah, I think it's gonna have to be Thursday.
You could go to Mondays and Thursdays meetings.
Well, no, I'm trying to take care of other stuff too. And I think I've got a meeting. My insurance company has like a counselor that calls me. So I guess it is a weight loss. I guess I do have a weight loss counselor too. She calls me about once a month to check on me. And anyway, so because.
Sounds like you're really psyched about it because she's so helpful. I said sarcastically.
She's very nice. I mean, she tries, but it's just, it's a lot of, you know, her resources are a lot of like sending me literature that, you know, I've seen since I was 12, you know? So, I mean, but she's so sweet and she tries and she cares. So, you know, it's another person that's in my corner. And because it's the insurance company, you know, she is dedicated to like nutritional counseling. So, you know, that's nice. So she called me Friday, but they've moved me out of an office at work. And so now everybody would know my business. I can't just close my door and talk to her. And so I'm talking to her after work on Monday. So, so that's why I can't go to Mondays. Cause I don't know how long that's going to be and all that stuff.
But that sounds like a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Well, good. So you'll have gone to two more TOPS meetings and have done the Brazilian diet by the next time we talk.
Yes. and possibly even an online meeting. But I don't want to do the online thing. Oh, and then the other thing that I've been doing that's kind of New Year's resolution-y, kind of, sort of, and I've actually kept up with it every day this year.
Yeah.
I downloaded this app called Reflectly. Yeah. And I've been journaling.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Bravo. I think that's awesome.
So, yeah. And it even does these like stats where you can see like on a scale of 1 to 10 or something, like where your mood's been and over time. Yeah. No.
Oh, wow.
It's got numbers aspect that I love.
Well, that's terrific. I don't remember what I said my New Year's resolutions were. I think they involve doing my PT exercises. I haven't done those yet.
You need to get back to exercising in general.
I do. I have been moving my body more. I got back to work, which was really nice. You know,
that excited me.
Yeah, just getting my energy back.
Last week.
More than that, we opened a show this weekend and I performed twice. I had an amazing solo song on Friday night. So, you know, I'm getting back into the swing of things after a couple of months of not being able to do those things. So it's really nice to
that
be back
makes my heart
in it.
So happy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really exciting. So, you know, that baby steps thing resonates with me as well. Like, I'm ready to be at a full sprint in my imagination, but at this point in time, it's, you know, it's like every step absolutely counts.
Yeah. What's the saying? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step or something.
Yeah.
So,
and anyway. Ends with 1,000 miles.
And while, you know, I wish I could run the whole thing, like right now I'm crawling, but that's okay. 'Cause you know, not to say that I'll be crawling forever.
That's right. Well, listening to you talk about tops and then cops made me think of this improv game where the way we used to play it, this is going to date how old this game is, but the game is called Next Week on Geraldo.
Well, don't feel bad because, you know, tops has been around since 1948, so it's kind of dated too.
So the way it would work is somebody goes, next week on Geraldo, and they say a word, whatever it is, next week on Geraldo, grapes. And then the other person has to come up with what the acronym stands for.
Oh, this is going to be a hard game. Okay.
Fun. It's pretty fun. So
you're going to be editing out a lot of like,
You know, I'll just give you a little improv trick that I used to give my students. And for our listeners, if you ever want to try and speed up your response time, this is how it works. You just start making a consonant sound other than which is not a consonant, it's an open vowel sound. So you just make a letter sound like puh or wuh, and then your brain will start to fill words in. It's a way of speeding yourself up a little, it's a micro step. It's tinier than a baby step. So, anyway, you want to try this game out?
Okay.
I think it could be really fun.
Yeah.
And I just, because it feels like really on the nose, we could have all of our words be foods, but then they're abbreviations for some other.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, we could come up with our own diet plans right here.
There you go.
And it doesn't have to, we don't have to say next week on Geraldo every time. I think that we've got the point across. We could just say a word and come up with what the acronym is.
Okay.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with this one. Fruit.
Fun running until it tired.
Honey, why did you stop running?
I'm tired.
Okay. Oh, is it tired? Yeah, it tired.
It sounds like Baby Yoda running, right?
It's so tired. I like it. All right, give me one.
Okay. Cheese.
I can only think of the word creepy. It's the only word I can think of for C. So, creepy helmet. Energizers. Everyone seems enjoying.
We are too wild and crazy.
Everyone seems enjoying these creepy cheese helmets. No, creepy helmet energizers.
Yeah, that's what that reminded me of.
Everybody seems enjoying.
Oh, all right.
Cake.
Cake. Cooking against kale enjoyers.
That sounds like a club somebody would join for sure. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we went grocery shopping because of this storm that's coming in where yeah. They're saying we might get snow. And we went to the produce section and I walked in there and I was like, oh, look, there's tons of food. Look, there's butternut squash and there's tomatoes. And Eric goes, no, look over there. The green section that has kale and lettuce and broccoli cleaned out. Because that's what happens in Oregon when there's a storm coming. Everybody buys up all the kale.
Well, see, I didn't go to the store Friday but we had a storm that was supposed to be coming that, like, I don't know. And this is so ugly of me, but I'm just like, I can tell that there's enough Californians here in Austin because everybody's freaking out about the rainstorm coming. This used to not happen when I was growing up. Unless it was a hurricane causing the rain somewhere.
Right. Then it's not just the rain, it's also the wind.
We didn't freak out because, yeah, it was going to be really windy, but everybody was just nuts. They closed my apartment office early. People cut out at work. And where I work, you know, I'm next to a landfill. Well, let me tell you, if there's going to be high winds, it's going to be at the landfill always. So even when it's dead, there's a lot of high wind days where I work. But anyway, normally here when, and I didn't go see it for myself, but I bet that there was no bread at HEB because normally I've done this before where I walk in the day before, like usually winter weather, not just a thunderstorm that was this, but usually for some reason, when you think that you're going to have to hunker down, you go into the grocery store and like the entire bread aisle is just gone. Empty shelves.
People so silly. You think they'd want to
illustrate the difference between Oregon and Texas.
You think we'd all just be going for the canned foods, you know? It's right. Like, what's really bad? Nobody does. No. All right, let's do two more of these and then we'll call it. Okay.
So I'm gonna do kale.
Okay. Killing appetite, loving everything.
Oh, I like it.
All right. And the final word is diet.
Ew. Okay. Don't ingest everything there.
It's pretty good. It's a cautionary approach. Don't ingest everything there. You see a lot of things there. Don't ingest everything there.
Ingest everything here.
It's pretty good. We should have somebody. Here's an open invite to our listener base to draw food diagrams, like the food pyramid for each of the plans that we just said. Like, we would love to have graphic images for or infographics. Yeah, for don't ingest everything there.
That would be wonderful. Just
everything here. Like, I want to know what that visual is. So listeners, please put that together. Email it to us at positivethinpact@gmail.com. We'd be really excited about that. And of course, check out our Instagram at positivethinpact, where you're going to get posts from Marjorie's journey. She'll be posting there. Maybe I'll post there sometimes. I don't know what I would post. Questions? Would I post?
I feel like, well, that's my role. I have to be honest, like, I'm going through this journey and I honestly feel like, well, just last week when I posted my Whataburger and I felt like, who cares about my Whataburger bag? Apparently there's people that do.
People care about your Whataburger bag. They care about your Brazilian apple juice breakfast. And they care about your TOPS meeting and they care about your scale. And the more we talk to each other, the more they care. So, So, you know, we're all rooting for you. Me, our listeners, me.
Thank you.
Of course. And on that note, I'm excited to hear how the next couple of TOPS meetings and the Brazilian diet goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that I officially have all the food in my cart, I'm excited about the Brazilian diet.
It's going to be so much apple juice and orange juice
and pineapple juice and carrot juice.
Oh, I love carrot juice.
And boiled meat and fish.
That sounds so good. Boiled. Yay. Hey, at least it's easy to cook.
Right.
Boy, boiled fish.
Actually, I looked it up and it was like you can boil it in any liquid, so I may be boiling it in like white wine or vermouth.
I was gonna say in cream. I am a bad influence. And I would play that song if we had the rights to it, but I don't, so everyone just hear that song in your head. All right.
Okay.
Well, best of luck. We're excited to hear the updates.
Yes. And I would love to see. If you send us your diet, your food diagrams at positivethinpact@gmail.com, I will put them on Instagram.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Very nice. All right. Cool. All right. Peace out.
Peace in the hood.
Have a healthful 2019. Nope.
But it's 2020. Have a focused 2020.
May your vision include your food choices. This is not my forte.
Be focused on your positive impact in 2020.
That's the one. All right. Later, Marjorie.
Bye.
Bye.